St. Pete.com presents Job Talk with Dean Logan, live from our studios inside Big C in downtown St. Petersburg. Visit BigC.com to learn why top businesses turn to our experts to take their brands to the next level. BigC.com. And by Advanced Recruiting Academy. If you are underemployed, a college student, or looking for a career change, visit AdvancedRecruitingAcademy.com to learn about the art of recruiting. In 90 days, the master recruiters at Advanced Recruiting Academy will teach you the skills you need to begin a rewarding career in the recruiting industry. They do this for free, and students can earn commissions during their training. Visit AdvancedRecruitingAcademy.com, where they develop recruiters and deliver talent. Now, let's go live to Big C for Job Talk with Dean Logan.
Thank you, Joe Bordeaux, and welcome to Job Talk, the only radio program in Tampa Bay dedicated to talking about jobs. I'm your host, Dean Logan, and we are broadcasting today from the Big C office located in downtown St. Petersburg. I want to take this time to thank our sponsors, Big C and Advanced Recruiting Academy, for their support. I also want to thank all those working behind the scenes, especially Thomas, for all of your help. And for those of you tuning into Job Talk for the first time, you'll learn that it is my goal to talk with the leaders of every employer I can in Tampa Bay, big and small, and in every possible industry, so that anyone who's considering moving their business or making a change in their employment will know what it's like to live, work, and play in Tampa Bay. All of my guests are making a positive difference in the community, and listening to Job Talk is a way to get to know them just a little bit better. Plus, it's been a lot of fun for me to meet and talk with some very interesting people, and made a lot of new friends in the process. So before I introduce my guest, I want to mention that if you want to view the website while listening to the program, you can visit www.teamiblends.com. That's T-E-A-M-I, blends.com. You can also follow us live as we can be seen on Periscope. You can view the stream by going to twitter.com/recruitacad and click on our live stream link. You can also add us on Periscope using the handle at AR Academy. So I'm very happy to welcome my guest today, Adi Halevi, the CEO and co-founder of Teamy Blends, an all-natural loose-leaf tea company located in Clearwater, Florida. Welcome to Job Talk, Adi.
Thank you so much, Dean.
I really appreciate you being here on this rainy day. It was a long drive, I think. But I really appreciate you being here.
Happy to be here.
And I also want to take this time to thank Megan Young for reaching out to me and for all her help in making this interview happen. So thank you, Megan.
Thank you, Megan.
And before we talk about your business, Adi, I'd like to let everyone know about your background.
Sure.
So please tell us about yourself up until the time you began Teamy Blends, and let's begin with where you're from.
Okay, cool. So originally I was born in Israel, which is in the Middle East. Usually people know where that is. And I moved here when I was 6 years old. My family relocated to Clearwater, Florida, so I just went along with them. And I picked up the language really quickly and pretty much raised as an American and in the American culture. And that's originally where I came from, for sure.
And did you go to school? So you went to school here?
Yes, I went to elementary school, middle school, and high school here.
And I understand that as a kid, you were pretty entrepreneurial.
Yes. You know, to tell you the truth, I didn't grow up with kind of a comfortable family situation where we had enough money to kind of go around. And as, you know, as any kid, you want things, you want toys, you want things of your own. And so when I was 9 years old, I just decided that I wanted to start making my own money. And I had worked at a kind of like an afternoon care center that would take care of children afternoon. And I would start babysitting for younger kids. And I was 9 years old, but I was taking care of the younger kids. Mm-hmm. And they offered me $2 an hour to start taking care of these other kids. And I took it. And that's pretty much how it started. And then I remember my first paycheck that I ever got was for $24, and it had my name on it. And I remember it so vividly, just as it was yesterday. I went to Bank of America in downtown Clearwater. I rode my bicycle there. And I remember not even being super tall to even see over the counter. And I asked them to cash this check for me. And I got $24 in cash. And
it's a lot of money for a 9-year-old.
It was like I won the lottery. Mm-hmm. That's what it was like. And back then in downtown Clearwater, there was a store called Steinmart, which is not there anymore. That's where the Clearwater Aquarium is now. Mm. But Steinmart was there, which was a clothing store. And I went there and I bought my first pair of jeans that was not from Walmart, because I was only used to kind of wearing clothes from Walmart. And I really wanted to have something nicer and something that I had earned myself.
It's a good feeling, huh?
It completely changed everything for me. The feeling that I could work and attain something, or attain money and then attain something else that I wanted. It completely changed my understanding of how I should live my life. Even as a 9-year-old, I said, okay, if I work hard, I can afford things. And so I just never stopped babysitting until I even graduated from high school and became a pretty in-demand babysitter in the Clearwater area, and became a nanny and started making, you know, $500, $600, $700, $800 a week just from babysitting, even in the summertime after school. And I would save up everything that I made so that I could afford to get things that I needed.
Great. You even bought your own car at a really young age.
Yeah, that's correct. When I was 15, I got my driver's permit on my 15th birthday, because I had the foresight that on my 16th birthday, I wanted to have my license as soon as possible. Mm-hmm. So I got my driver's license on my 16th birthday, and I went to go buy a used car. I got a 1995 Dodge Neon that ate up gas like nobody's business. Like, it just did not like to keep gas. It just ate up all the gas.
Well, good.
Yeah.
And so anyway, then you graduated from high school at an early age.
Yeah, I went to a local high school called Clearwater Academy. It's here locally. It's a private school. And although it's a private school and you go through the same mandatory credits that every single other high school goes through, I made it apparent to my teachers that I didn't really want to be in school much longer, because I wanted to go out and work 40 hours a week so that I could make a living, because I needed to. It was a necessity, a survival factor. I needed to make money so I could pay for food, I could pay for my car, I could do these things so I didn't have to be dependent on anyone else other than myself. Mm-hmm. And my teachers came to me and they said, well, you know, because you're here at a private school, you can actually do 2 grades in 1 year if you wanted to. It's a lot of work, and it basically means you're going to be studying all day and night, but these are the certain credits that you need in order to graduate from high school. And they pretty much laid out this whole program for me, and I said, okay, I want to do it. And so I did 9th and 10th grade in 1 year, and then I did 11th and 12th grade in the second year. And I graduated when I was maybe 3 months past my 16th birthday.
Wow, that's a great story.
Thank you.
And so it just shows what hard work can do.
Definitely. If you want to get something done, there's always some sort of solution to make it happen.
And so after graduating, what did you do?
After graduating, I briefly continued on nannying for a while, but then I got a job working at a real estate or property management company. And I was 16, 17 years old, and I was basically doing executive assistant work, where I was just being an executive assistant to the CEO and doing whatever type of odd projects he needed me to do, take care of the properties, collect rent, everything that needed to be done.
Okay. So how long were you there?
I was there for about a year.
Okay. And then what?
Well, that gave me a lot of experience, but he was relocating his business elsewhere, so I needed to find a different job, and I wanted to be local. And then I worked at a great company called Postcard Mania, which is also here in Clearwater, Florida. Mm-hmm. And they have over 200 staff, and they're a postcard marketing and digital marketing company. And I worked there for also about a year and a half. And I was the quality control manager over the mailing services department.
Okay, so that was good experience for you.
It was a great experience. It gave me, I can definitely say that what I took away from working at Postcard Mania is attention to detail, because my job was about catching mistakes. I was like a safety net. Mm-hmm. Before something went to print, I had to make sure that the postcards were correct with the right discount code, going to the right list, to the right mailboxes, everything like that before it went to the warehouse to ship.
Great. So then you had an interesting career after that. So tell us about what you did after you left that company.
Then I kind of lost my mind and decided to go join the Army. So that was interesting.
But you actually went back to Israel?
Yes, I went with my mom on a vacation, a 3-week vacation. I hadn't been to Israel in years. I didn't even speak Hebrew. Like, I totally don't know how to read, don't know how to write Hebrew, could not speak it, could maybe understand a couple words here and there. And I went with my mom to go visit some of our family. And when I was there, I felt some sort of pull or connection to the country. And I saw like all the soldiers and everyone in their uniform, and it intrigued me. So after the 3-week vacation, I came back to America and I started researching programs of how could I live in Israel for a brief period of time that would be a low cost, because at the time I was 19 years old and I felt like I was 35. I worked 40 hours a week, 9-to-5 job, tired at the end of the day, wasn't motivated. I definitely didn't think that I was going to be in the postcard industry forever. And I was paying for rent and water and power and food and phone and insurance and so many bills for a 19-year-old girl to handle on her own. And I thought, okay, what could I do to move to Israel and take some of that responsibility off? Usually people join the army to take on more responsibility in their lives. I was like, man, I can go join the army and I would have less responsibility. Yeah. I don't have to pay for all these things. This is awesome.
Yeah.
And so I researched and researched and researched, and I found a program called Green Sabar, which helps Americans that are Jewish go over to Israel and volunteer. And I did that whole process, which took about 6 weeks, but it usually takes 6 months. But I was like in a rush to get it done. And I flew over there. I packed all my bags. I sold all my belongings. I sold my car, everything. And I took whatever clothes I had in one suitcase, and I didn't know anyone in Israel, and flew there. And I lived on a kibbutz, which is like a local Jewish community that lives in a community type of setting. And I joined the army, and I had to audition for different jobs to see which job would suit me best. And the job that I wanted the most was a combat fitness instructor and an obstacle course instructor, which is the person that you see in movies that kind of gets people to do push-ups, climb rope, jump over walls. That was my job.
Yeah. And so how did you audition for that? Did you have to go through the training course yourself and prove that you could do it?
Yeah. I mean, before you even get to do the training course, you have to do an audition. There was maybe 300 girls at the audition, and they test four different things. They tested crunches, push-ups, running 2 kilometers, and our abilities to teach in front of a group. So they gave us little scenarios or simulations. And it was really interesting because they gave me this card, but it only had Hebrew writing on it. And I like didn't know what I was supposed to do because it's in Hebrew and I didn't know how to read. Yeah. And so I gave it to a friend of mine and I was like, tell me what this says so I can teach this because I have no idea what this says.
Right.
And out of those 300 people, they choose about 75 to 80 people that have the characteristics that they're looking for fitness-wise, personality-wise, and I think also their capacity to teach. And I got, I think, 3 weeks after I did the audition, and I was not in good shape at that time. I was in okay shape, but I wasn't like running 7-minute miles. That was not where I was at all. And a couple of weeks after I did the audition, I got a letter in the mail saying that I had been accepted into the program and I had gotten the job. And then a couple of weeks after that, I did my boot camp course, which was about a month. And then after your boot camp course, I did another 4-month specialty training course for fitness and obstacle course training.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a long process.
Yeah, it definitely is. They're very thorough. They want to make sure that you know what you're doing.
Well, that sounds great. So how long were you in the Army?
I was in the Army for 2 years.
Okay. And then after that, what did you do?
So when I finished the Army, I flew back here maybe a month after my release. And I was thinking, well, what should I do? Because all I had done for the past 2 years was relating to health and fitness and helping teach boot camp classes, teaching spin classes, and teaching obstacle course training, and getting people to be healthy and fit. And I realized that that's what I wanted to continue on doing. So there's lots of different personal training programs out there. And the one that I chose to go with was, it's called NASM, which is National Academy of Sports Medicine. And I went with that one because it's honestly the most prestigious. It's the one that you will never go anywhere and they won't know what that is. And it's highly ranked. And so I did the at-home program where you study for about 3 months. And you had this big book that goes over human anatomy, bones and muscles and different exercises. And I studied that for about 3 months and took the test and passed the test and started working in Tampa Bay, getting my own personal training clients, teaching spin classes at Soho Cycling Studio, which is off of Kennedy and Howard in South Tampa. And I started teaching lots of different exercise, group exercise classes all over Tampa Bay.
Great. And so how long did you do that for?
I did that for about a year and a half. Mm-hmm. It was great.
Yeah. And so does that tie into how you met your partners?
It does. At that time that I was doing all the personal training, I decided that I wanted to have a girls' trip. And we wanted to go down to Miami and I wanted to have a little fun girls' trip. Because there's honestly lots of Jewish people in Miami. And I wanted to go meet more Jewish friends. And I wanted to go to Miami, have a girls' weekend. So we drove down to Miami. And the truth of the story is that I met my business partner now, Yogev, at a party. That's how we met.
Okay. And so how did you actually turn that into a business?
I know, right? You know, I was there and Yogev was there with his girlfriend. So I know that he wasn't trying to like hit on me or anything like that. He was definitely there with another girl. And he came up to me and he asked me what I do. And I told him that I, you know, specialize in nutrition and health and wellness and exercise. And then he asked me a couple other questions and he asked for my number. And I was like, okay, here, have my number, fine. And I totally forgot about it. And after that girls' weekend, I came back here to the Tampa Bay area. I was still doing my personal training. I was booked. I was still teaching all my classes. And I get a call from this guy, Yogev. And he says, hi, Adi, do you remember me? And I'm like, yeah, I remember you. He said, I want to start a business here in America and I need a business partner and I need someone that has the expertise in health and wellness and training, which I don't have at all. I don't come from that background at all. And I was kind of like taken aback. I was like, who are you? You want to start a business about what? Yeah. Like, what exactly do you want to do? And so it took me a couple months of even just getting to know Yogev to see if this is a person that I wanted to partner up with, because starting a business is no slight task. And you want to make sure that you have the right people around you, because I've seen so many businesses fall apart because they didn't have the right partners or their partners didn't get along.
Right.
So it took us a couple months just to kind of get to know each other and finalize what do we want to do together? How do we want to help people?
And so did he have tea in mind at that time?
He came from a coffee background. So he had been working in coffee for a few years prior.
In what capacity? Like what kind of coffee business?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, he would make instant coffee. He would make instant lattes. He would make a different type of weight loss coffees called green coffee. So there's all these different blends that he's made. And we have our manufacturer over in Hong Kong, and that's where we manufacture. And what is exciting about that is we own the manufacturing company. So we're not getting our tea or our coffee from other places. That is, it's all in-house. It's all under our own quality control and under our own watch. And he had the industry of coffee already underneath his belt. And he wanted to talk to me about doing tea instead.
Okay. And so so why tea?
So we wanted to do something that would help people. That's what I want to do in my life. That's what Yogev wants to do with his life. We want to help people feel better and look better and live a happier lifestyle. Tea has been around for centuries. It's not something that's new, but people don't necessarily know the benefits of tea, because drinking a cup of tea a day, it can boost your metabolism. It can raise your energy. It can reduce your bloating. It can even suppress sugar cravings. There's so much that it can do and so much antioxidants that are in different types of tea that people don't know about. So we wanted to make the benefits of tea known and aware to all of the people that don't know about it, like the regular person, not anyone that's vegan, not anyone that is health crazed, because they already know that stuff. They're already interested in it and they look it up online themselves. We wanted to target people that just didn't know what to do. They don't know how to get healthy. They don't know what, you know, they're not ready to exercise 5 or 6 times a week. They just need something that will make them feel better and something that they can actually confront doing.
I see. My guest is Adi Halevi, the CEO and co-founder of Teamy Blends, located here in Clearwater, Florida. And Adi, so, you know, I really like your tagline. It's not just tea, it's a lifestyle. So, but why does tea help you live a better lifestyle, and how can tea change your life?
Yeah, totally. So definitely the difference between drinking tea and coffee every day is with coffee, you have a crash. You'll have a crash of energy. And you become dependent on it in a sense that you have to continue drinking it all the time. And it actually lowers your overall metabolism over years. And it does not help to cleanse the body of toxins that are inside the body for years and years and years. So the reason that our tea is a lifestyle and it's not just a tea, it's not something that you drink once a day or once a week just because it tastes good. It's about living a happier, healthier lifestyle. And if you drink our teas, depending on which one you choose, obviously for your own needs, then you will feel better and you will make it part of your daily routine. So if you look at our products online, each tea, it has the name of the effect that it's going to give you. And that ties into the lifestyle. So if we have a tea that's called Teamy Energy, that tea is going to actually help you increase your energy. Where if you go to a coffee shop and they have tea, you'll probably see it based off of the flavor. Like, oh, this is raspberry green tea. Our teas taste amazing, but they're not named after their flavor. They're named after the positive result that you will gain in your lifestyle after you drink our tea.
Great. And we're going to go through all of those products here shortly. I'm interested, though, before we get to that, about how you actually, like, when did you start Teamy Blends?
We started in October 2013. That's when the concept started.
Okay. And how did you get the name?
So, you know, we went through a couple of weeks of testing different names, and there were a lot of names that we liked that were already taken. We wanted to do something like Honest Tea with a T-E-A at the end, or Purity with T-E-A at the end. But what we didn't like about that is that it was very generic. It's, you know, something that had been done before. And we wanted to create an iconic name, something that people would remember and something that stands out. So if you, you know, back in the day, names for businesses would be like David's Auto Store. It was very simple, David's Auto Store. But as we're continuing on in what's happening in today's world, you'll see, you know, apps that are called Waze or WhatsApp or Instagram, you know, not names that are, you know, they could have called Instagram Instant Photo App, but you want to make a name that people will remember and that's different, short, and iconic. So we were thinking about tea for me, what rhymes with tea? And I was like, Teamy. Okay, Teamy, that sounds good. And I said, okay, but instead of Teamy with an M-E at the end, let's put it with an M-I. And when we started working on that concept, it made a lot of sense for us because the T is for me. It's for my health. It's for my lifestyle. It's for me to feel better. It's for me to take a couple minutes out of my day and focus on my own health and my own happiness. And the MI at the end has basically branded all of our products. So we have other products with the MI at the end of it, like Drink Me and Matcha Me, that are all about me.
Gotcha.
So at the end of the day, our products are geared toward people that want to help themselves. It's all about me.
Okay. So great. So let's talk about the selection of products that you have there. You know, and it'd be great if you could describe the taste and effects of the tea.
Sure.
So let's start with the Teamy Colon. So what does it taste like and how does it help?
So the Teamy Colon has a herbal taste, and the Teamy Colon is very, very specific for people that suffer from IBS, people that have trouble with digestion, people that have trouble with constipation, people that have trouble with bloating. A lot of people, they don't go to the bathroom 2 to 3 times a day, which is the normal amount that someone should go to the bathroom. And I know that it's a topic that not a lot of people want to talk about. I know that it's kind of uncomfortable, but it's more uncomfortable that it's like not leaving your body. Right. That's way more uncomfortable.
Exactly.
So the Teamy Colon helps get rid of toxins that are in the lining of your colon for years. So let's say a year ago you were eating unhealthy and you were eating hamburgers and pizza and all of these other foods. And all of a sudden in the past 2 months, you've decided to cut all of those things out and you've decided to eat healthy. And that's great. And your body's going through the changes of starting to feel better and look better, but you're not seeing the drop in weight loss or the increase in energy, and you're not seeing the results that you need. And the reason why that is because you have toxins in your body still left over from when you were eating unhealthy. They don't just leave the body. Small particles actually stay in your colon and they just kind of hang out there. They don't really leave the body on their own, no matter how much water you drink. You need to actually get rid of those toxins so that they're no longer in your body and they're not there preventing you from correctly digesting your food or correctly metabolizing. Correct. So the Teamy Colon is kind of like my magic tea, because if I'm not feeling well, if I'm feeling bloated, which men feel this way too, but mainly females, they suffer from stomach aches, they suffer from bloating. If they went out and ate pasta or ate pizza, they feel like they look like they have a small child, a food belly, we like to call it. Okay. And no one wants to feel that way. No one wants to feel that it's painful for them to touch their stomach because it's so bloated. It feels like a balloon. So the Teamy Colon, you steep it at nighttime and you steep it for 3 to 5 minutes. And then you take the colon tea out of the bag, out of the cup, and then you drink the tea. And the next day you'll start to feel the cleansing effect. You will start to go to the bathroom, and we have the colon cleanse every other night for 15 days straight.
I see.
And you will see an incredible change in your body, an incredible change even in your skin complexion. If you have blemishes or acne, or you have discoloration on your skin, that's just the toxins coming out being like, hey, I'm in here. These are the toxins. I want to get out of your body, so I'm going to show up in your skin. And a lot of people that do the colon cleanse, they'll actually see a way huge change in their skin.
Wow. Sounds like a great product. So let's talk about Teamy Alive.
Sure. Our Teamy Alive is actually one of our newer blends. It's only been out for about 8 months, I believe, and I have it here right here with me. So the Teamy Alive has 4 main ingredients. It has lemongrass, green tea, ginger, and honey. It's a very light tea. It's very refreshing, and it's meant to make you feel alive when you feel exhausted. And there's a lot of people out there here in America that feel exhausted throughout the day. And so this is the perfect tea to kind of brighten up your day and make you, you know, combat the exhaustion that you're feeling.
Great. And it's really one of your most delicious teas, you said, right?
Yeah, it's one of my favorite personally. It's one of our lighter blends. It doesn't have as much of an herbal taste. It's more of a refreshing taste. So I definitely like it.
Great. And tell us about Teamy Focus.
Sure. Our Teamy Focus is actually our newest blend, and it has this really cool packaging. You can see it on our website. I brought some here for you.
And for those watching on Periscope,
show it on
you
Periscope
can take a look
right here. And our Teamy Focus was designed with students, doctors, moms, and just professionals in mind, because I can speak only for myself, but I know that other people have this desire too, is to basically feel like you're focused and you're ready to go and you're ready to do whatever project is in front of you, whether it's studying for an exam, whether it's like, oh my God, I have so much work to do and I need to plow through 8 hours of work. If you're editing a video, if you're doing something creative, you need to hone in, narrow in, and focus on what you're doing. So this tea, the specific blend of ingredients that we put together, helps you do that. And it's been a big hit. We only released it a month ago, and it was a huge hit in our back to school sale. And it's been really, really great. And our Teamy community loves it.
Wonderful. Let's talk about Teamy Profit.
Sure. Our Teamy Profit is kind of our all-around health blend. And the reason that we named it Teamy Profit is because we wanted to relay the communication of what How could your body profit from this tea? How could it better itself from this tea? And the Teamy Prophet has even some superfoods that people are not even aware of, like Chinese red date, which is something that America doesn't even know about yet. I'm sure we'll have some sort of health craze and people will start knowing about it. But it's a tea to help strengthen your immune system. So it's just a daily tea that you can drink every day to help combat sickness or illness, because when you're strengthening your immune system, the likelihood of you getting sick is lessened. So that tea is meant to just kind of block illnesses and make you feel better every single day.
Wow, sounds like a great one. And I think I understand what Teamy Skinny is all about, but yeah, Tell us about that.
Teamy Skinny is one of our best-selling teas. It is the tea that you drink in the morning, and it does a couple of main benefits. One, it helps raise your energy, and it's because it has a lot of different kinds of green tea in it. So it has oolong in it as well, which helps increase your energy naturally. And it helps suppress your sugar cravings, and it helps boost your metabolism, so you're actually starting to burn more calories in the morning.
Wow.
And that's the first. We have two teas in our 30-day detox pack. We have the Skinny and the Colon, which we'll go into in a little bit. But the Teamy Skinny is essentially a coffee replacement. That's what I have here in my tumbler. I drink it every single morning, and I even in my tumbler, I put in more hot water afterwards, and I drink it again. So you can actually reuse the leaves, because the leaves are so high quality that you can just add in more hot water and drink it again throughout the day. And I never feel like I miss out on an energy boost that I would have gotten from coffee that I'm not getting from my Teamy Skinny. Everyone loves the taste, and it's definitely one of our best sellers.
Wonderful. Now, you also have Teamy Energy. How is that different from the Skinny and also Focus?
Great question. So the Teamy Energy, you have to remember one thing is that all of these teas are blends. They're not one ingredient. They're a blend of ingredients. Okay. So no two blends are the same. The ingredients that are in the Alive are not the same ingredients as in the Energy, and they're not the same ingredients that are in the Focus. Now, when you're designing teas, you can put different ingredients together to have an end result. So the blends that are the combination of blends is different in each one of the teas. And the blend for the Teamy Energy is meant specifically for an energy boost, not for a calorie burn, not to suppress cravings. It's just an energy booster. And you can drink it before you work out. You can drink it in the morning. It really depends on what your end goal is. If your end goal is to lose a little bit of weight, you might want to try the Teamy Skinny. If you're not looking to lose any weight, you're not looking to boost your metabolism, and you just want an energy tea, you go with the Teamy Energy.
Sounds good. And the last one is Teamy Relax.
Yes. One of our actual best sellers. It's a big hit with moms out there, because moms feel like they're so stressed out. They have so much to do. Sure. And at the end of the day, they really need something to relax their nerves. And so the Teamy Relax does just that. It helps you relax. And so it helps even soothe sore muscles. It helps soothe stomach aches. It helps relax your nerves, and it helps you just get ready for bed. Helps with insomnia and helps you have a more sound sleep.
And is that to be taken at the end of the day then?
Yes, it's definitely not something that you want to take in the middle of the day, because you might fall asleep at work.
Okay, good. And you know, so let's talk about your detox packs. Let's start with the Teamy Detox 30-Day Pack. Tell us about that program.
Sure. So that is by far our best seller, because what people need in their life is to feel better. They need to see a change, whether they're looking to lose weight, or they're looking to boost their metabolism, or they're looking to reduce bloating. They're really looking to change their lifestyle. And we wanted to give them a 1-2 step that they could easily do that could actually show them a difference, because nobody wants to buy products these days that don't work.
Right.
So we had to make sure that our product worked, because if they don't work, they're not going to come in return. And our customer retention is at 40%, which is very, very high for a customer retention. So someone that orders once, then orders again, and loves their products only because they work. So our Teamy 30-Day Detox, I have it right here. You have the Teamy Skinny and the Teamy Colon, and you get this little flyer with it that gives you instructions on exactly what you're supposed to do. So it gives you here tips on when to drink the Teamy Skinny, how to drink it throughout the day, when to drink the Teamy Colon, how to drink it throughout the day, the type of tricks of the trade, and how to detox correctly. Wow. And then here on the second page, we have a little calendar that shows you when to drink it in the morning, in the night, in the morning, in the night. Because in order for a detox to work, you have to kind of stick to the program. You have to keep going.
That looks really easy to follow as well.
Yeah, we try to make it foolproof. We want to make it easy for people. That's why our products are not confusing, and we give them the name that describes what they're going to do. So if someone sees, oh, Teamy Focus, I need to focus. Great, let me purchase that.
Right.
You know, if you give something a name like Teamy Oolong, there could be a lot of people that don't know what oolong is.
Right.
So why would, you know, they're like, do I need that? Do I not need that? Is that good for me? Is that bad for me?
Right.
We want to give them the straight answer of, we formulated this blend for you to give you what you're looking for.
Perfect. And I see you also have an exclusive Labor Day detox pack.
Yes. So every time we do a holiday, we like to kind of bundle our items together, and we have a lot of very colorful items. So we put together a 30-day detox with a blue tumbler and a red infuser, just kind of to show your red, white, and blue.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. So we kind of try to bundle the packages together, give a good deal on it, and be in the spirit of the holiday.
Wonderful. Now tell us about the Teamy Summer Detox Pack.
Yeah. So we, like I just told you now, we like to bundle things together. And one of our exclusive summer items was a Teamy round towel. So it was very trending to create towels for the summer. So we created 100% cotton absorbent Teamy towel. So the towel is actually in the shape of a circle, and it has tassels at the end, and it has an Aztec design, and it has our Teamy logo on it, and it has our slogan, which is, it's not just a tea, it's a lifestyle. And we bundled this into a package with a 30-day detox, a pink tumbler, a blue infuser, and a towel, all for a very low price.
Wonderful.
So we just kind of, we wanted people to be excited, and our company is very exciting. When people receive their Teamy in the mail, they'll write into us on social media and they'll be like, oh my God, I just got my Teamy in the mail. I can't wait to start. So we always like to provide items like the Teamy towel, Teamy tank tops, anything extra that we can give them that's like Teamy swag almost, that they can rep the company that they love, because we're always being emailed, when are you guys coming out with workout clothes? When are you guys coming out with more eating plans? What else can they get that's Teamy related other than just our tea products? And that's why we created the towel, so that they can have something aside just from our tea.
Great. Now, a couple of your products, you have that tea infuser right here.
Yeah.
For the people watching on Periscope,
yes.
You can see that.
Yes.
And you designed that specially, right?
Yeah, we wanted something that goes with along with our logo. So tea infusers are not necessarily something that are brand new to the market, because a lot of people drink loose leaf tea. We have these in 7 different colors. So everything that we have is matching to our tumblers and to our infusers. And this is just a silicone infuser, and the bulb is a stainless steel bulb. And you just open it up just like this, and you put the loose leaf tea here at the bottom of the stainless steel bulb, and you close it up, and you literally just put your tea infuser in a mug and you add hot water. And that way you don't have loose leaves floating in nice. your tea mug. And then you can just very easily with the handle, take it out of the mug and put it on here on this little saucer. And then you have a clear, smooth cup of tea. And we started off with these infusers, and they were cute and we love them. But we realized that people are on the go. People don't have time. You know, if they're trying to do the 30-day detox and you're supposed to drink the Teamy Skinny every morning, who has time in the morning to like wake up, put this tea in a little infuser and put it on the counter? And what if it's too hot and then they have to wait for it to cool down and then they have to go to work? And I just don't know that many people that have that amount of time.
And so is that why you got the tumblers?
Yes,
okay.
Precisely. And so we started off with this green tumbler. We actually had another tumbler back in the day, but it was not as cute as this, so we redesigned it.
Okay.
We wanted to make sure it was cute. And these are one of a kind. It's our company. We invented it. It's our product. It's nowhere else on the market. And they're the best tea tumblers.
What makes it different?
I'm going to show you.
Okay.
So there's actually 6 different parts to this tumbler. Number one, very important to mention to health advocates out there, it's BPA-free plastic. Very important to mention. It's double layered, okay, as you can see here,
right.
Which means that you're never going to burn your hands, and it keeps it hot for up to 4 hours. So I made this tea this morning, and it's still hot for me to drink.
Great.
So that's the first two parts. And then here, when you open up the top lid, you have a mesh strainer. So again, you don't want to be drinking tea leaves. That's, you know, right. People don't want to eat the tea leaves. Although I do have to mention that it's completely safe to drink the tea leaves if you do.
Okay.
You just simply take out the strainer, you put your loose leaf tea in here, and you add hot water. And then you just pop the strainer back on. That way it's stopping the tea leaves from coming into your mouth. And then you just close the lid and you pop it open.
Wow.
Then the last two parts is that it has a really good handle here that you can put around. It's like a little wristlet. You can put it around your wrist and you can hold it so that you're on the go and you can hold it and it doesn't fall out of your hand. But the secret compartment is always the best. Here at the bottom, this twists off. And here at the secret compartment at the bottom, you can add, for example, protein powder, or you can add vitamins, or you can add more tea. Or if you want, you can add almonds in here. You know, it's just like another little storage compartment that you Great. Can take with you on the go, and you just close it up and you can take more stuff in here. I put sometimes more tea in there. I put protein powder if I'm going to go work out later that day. So I use this compartment all the time.
There really is an attractive tumbler as well.
I know. It's the cutest thing ever. Our customers collect them all. We have 7 colors right now, and they're always asking for more colors to be made. And people definitely try to collect all the colors.
That's great. So I'm speaking with Adi Halevi, the CEO and co-founder of Teamy Blends, a loose leaf tea company located in Clearwater, Florida. And we only have time for a few more questions, actually. The time's really gone by fast.
Wow.
So let's talk about jobs. Let's talk about the current openings that you have.
Sure. So we have a couple of openings. The areas that we are really focusing in on right now are customer service, email marketing, social media, and even getting a certified nutritionist to come and help us with our blog as well.
Okay. And so what kind of certifications does a nutritionist need?
What we usually look for is a certified dietitian, or that she went to school for at least a 1-year program. And it has to be a nationally or even a state credited program. We don't work as much with just online programs. We like to see that a person actually went to a physical school.
And what would they be doing? You mentioned helping with your blog.
Yeah, so they would be helping create eating plans for our customers, and they would be helping writing blog posts. So aside from our teamyblends.com, we have another blog called teafordetox.com, and people go there to get more advice on their diet, because obviously we sell tea, but we have a lot of people that want to know extra. How should I exercise? How should I eat? What should I avoid? So that is what the nutritionist would be doing. They would be helping, giving advice, and even doing some online health coaching.
Great. I also noticed that you're looking for a social media account manager.
Yes. So we're definitely very prominent on social media, and we're always looking to collaborate and to reach more people through that avenue. And so that's definitely always something that we look for. And what we need is somebody that is good at marketing and sales and has a marketing background.
Actually, I might know somebody for you.
Oh, yeah?
You never
Great.
Know.
Great. Refer them to me. Love to hire them.
And tell me about the mini account manager. What's that role all about?
The mini account manager works directly underneath the social media account manager. So they do more of the reaching out to people to collaborate with them and to get them to review our products on blog articles and different social media platforms. And they work hand in hand with the social media manager. So they work together. They're more like a little team.
Great. And do you also hire interns?
I do. I actually love hiring interns, because most of the time they turn into full-timers with us. I hired an intern last year, and she is now working as a social media manager. So she worked for us in customer service for maybe only 45 days. And after I saw that her work ethic was there and that she could actually do what was asked of her, I was like, okay, you're with us. And yeah. She's been with us ever since. She's, you know, still a student, but she works 40-hour work weeks with us, and she does great. And once she graduates, she's going to be taking an even more important role in the company.
That's great. And so, you know, when you do have an opening, you know, regarding this area, St. Petersburg and Tampa Bay in general, so what do you think of the talent pool and the ability to attract talent?
I definitely think that St. Pete is a great place. St. Pete, Tampa Bay is a great place to live and to work because there's so many marketing companies and there's so many digital companies and so many opportunities. I definitely think that we need to have more people move here so that we have more people in our pool. Because there's a lot of people that work at the big corporations, but we still, for the small business owners, I mean, we're only have 40 staff right now. So we
40 is still pretty good for a couple of year old company.
It's pretty good, yes. But you know, we want to go for gold. We want people that have experience and are skilled in their area of expertise, and that's what we're looking for. Someone that doesn't need to be only trained in house, but comes in with some of their own experience working in the product industry or the online marketing or digital marketing world.
Okay. And so this brings us to the interview tip of the week. And this week it's brought to you by Fit Room Express. If you're an employer wanting to create a healthy environment for your employees, have a Fit Room installed in your office today. You can contact Pete at fitroomexpress.com. So if somebody wants to apply for a position at your company, what one piece of advice would you give them, Adi?
I would give them the advice of be expressive. Tell me why you want to work here. Show me what you've done in the past and express it. Don't hide it. Tell me what you want and go for it.
Okay, good advice. Now let's talk about some upcoming events. I understand you have a big one coming up.
Yes, we're just so excited. We're moving into our own building. So before we were kind of subleasing from different areas and we just outgrew it completely. So we're moving into a place that's actually pretty close to St. Pete. It's off of Bryan Dairy Road, and it's a 10,000 square foot warehouse and office. And not gonna lie, we're gonna trick it out pretty hard. It's gonna look like a little miniature Google. That's how it's going to look. We're gonna have a tea bar. It's gonna look very modern. It's going to definitely wow people. And right now we're going through all the crazy stuff of renovations, and anyone that's gone through renovations can tell you it's not super fun, but we're looking about doing the grand opening in about a month, moving in there in about a week and a half.
So when you have that date finalized, make sure you let me know. I'd like
For
to
sure.
let people know. Definitely.
Of course.
Okay. And so, you know, at this time, I'd like to allow people to have some shout outs. Do you have anybody you want to give a shout out to?
Yeah, I would love to give a shout out to Megan for getting us this interview. Thank you so much, Megan Young. And I would like to shout out to my business partners, Yogev and Piso, because it really, you know, we're a dream team. The three of us work together hand in hand. And I really, the main people I want to give a shout out to is everyone that works for Teamy and all of our Teamy customers, because it's a family. And I love my team. I love my Teamy team. I love everyone that works for me. And I love that it's a family atmosphere and that all of us are going toward the same goal, and none of this would be possible without every single one of them.
Perfect. You know, at this time of the interview too, I like to get my guest's opinion on the area. For those listeners considering a new location for their family or business, you know, what would you say to the leaders of a company considering a new home for their business? Would you recommend St. Pete and the Tampa Bay area in general?
I definitely would, and I'll tell you why, Dean. Tampa Bay, definitely, I mean, Florida in general, the taxes are much lower and the living expenses are much lower. So as a business, if you're relocating from California, let's say, you're going to see your costs of living and just the cost for your business decrease by maybe 20 to 30%. Mm. And what has been happening in St. Pete recently, I mean, you see all the apartment buildings they're putting up, and it's really becoming a very, very fun cultural city to live and work in. So I would definitely recommend to any businesses, if they have like a weird feeling like, oh, why would I move from California? Why would I move from New York down to Florida? Just let them know that St. Pete is a very trendy city. It has a huge art community, and it's a great place to be.
Wonderful. And if somebody wants to apply for one of the job openings or learn more about your products at Teamy Blends, how can they do that?
If you're looking for sending your resume, I would definitely email hr@teamyblends.com. You'll speak to my HR manager, Jessica. And if you're looking just to get some more information, you can go on our website. You can email us at sales@teamyblends.com. Or you can ask us on social media, because we're on our Instagram. We have 318,000 followers on Instagram.
Great.
And so if you comment on one of our pictures, we will immediately respond and answer your questions about our products.
Wonderful. Well, listen, I really thank you so much for being here today. I've really learned a lot about teas I had no idea about. And listen, please let me know and keep in touch. And if you have any other events coming up, please let me know. I'd love to, just definitely keep in touch and watch your growth of your great company.
Thank you so much, Dean. Thank you for having me on your awesome show.
Wonderful. So you've been listening to my guest today, Adi Halevi, the CEO of Teamy Blends, and she's a co-founder as well. So they have some great products, and you could check out the website at teamyblends.com. And so now it's time for the Job Talk Alumni Update. You know, I want to mention again this week that our friends at ICOR will be having their inaugural charity event on November 9th. It will benefit the American Red Cross, American Cancer Society, American Heart Association, St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, and Junior Achievement. The event will be held at the Vinoy Renaissance Resort and Golf Club, located at 600 Snell Island Boulevard in downtown St. Pete. So for more information on how to become a bronze, silver, gold, or platinum golf sponsor or a non-golf sponsor, check out the website at icorcharitygolf.com. And also, the St. Petersburg Chamber is rescheduling the Good Burger Awards event, originally scheduled for September 1st to September 8th, due to the current predictions for Tropical Depression 9. The event is a fun celebration of our community, and they really want to ensure your safety by moving the date back a week. So good luck to all the nominees, and especially to those who have been Job Talk guests. And our friends at the Island Reporter remind us of the Shine Mural Festival being held in St. Petersburg from September 1st through the 10th. The festival, which received widespread media accolades in its first year, is a nonprofit public art project built in partnership between local artists and community members. Shine illuminates the power of art in public spaces by revitalizing areas, inspiring dialogue, and uniting the St. Petersburg community. My guests a couple of weeks ago, the Vitale brothers, will be there. So if you want to see some great murals, check out Shine from September 1st through the 10th. And now it's time for my shout-outs. My first shout-out goes out to Lori in Northern California. Thank you for all your help, and I appreciate the opportunity to work with you. And to my guest next week, Dr. Jackie Hinckley, the Executive Director of Voices of Hope for Aphasia. They do some great work there, and I'm looking forward to interviewing Dr. Hinckley. And I really hope that all of you will take the time to check out the Radio St. Pete website and explore all the music and shows that are featured. If you can't listen live, check out the archive section where you can listen at your convenience. There's something for everyone, and new shows are in production too. You can also listen to past Job Talk shows, and you'll find some really interesting and fun podcasts there too. You can download the free app and listen anywhere you take your phone, tablet, or computer. That's RadioSt.Pete.com. Also, if you enjoy listening to this program, please tell your friends and let me know if you have any suggestions for future guests on Job Talk. Plus, we're always looking for talent and contributors to the station. You can send those suggestions to me at DeanLogan@RadioSt.Pete.com. You can also send me a tweet or follow me on Twitter at Job Talk Host. I want to also give special thanks to Joe Bordeaux, Zooey, Kat, Joe, Andy, and the entire Big C team. I truly appreciate all of your support. And as always, I want to end Job Talk with this final thought and say to everyone listening, if you're thinking about relocating your family or business and are looking for a great place to live, work, and play, you should come visit and take a look at all St. Pete and Tampa Bay has to offer. I'm glad I did. I think you'll be glad you did too. So thanks for listening, and until next time when we talk about jobs on Job Talk, this is Dean Logan. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to Job Talk with Dean Logan, a presentation of RadioSt.Pete.com and broadcast live today from Big C in downtown St. Petersburg. Visit BigC.com to learn why top businesses turn to our experts to take their brands to the next level. That's BigC.com. And by Advanced Recruiting Academy. If you are underemployed, a college student, or looking for a career change, visit AdvancedRecruitingAcademy.com to learn about the art of recruiting. In 90 days, the master recruiters at Advanced Recruiting Academy will teach you the skills you need to begin a rewarding career in the recruiting industry. They do this for free, and students can earn commissions during their training. Visit AdvancedRecruitingAcademy.com, where they develop recruiters and deliver talent. Listen again next week at this same time for Job Talk with Dean Logan, live from Big C in downtown St. Petersburg.